Hey Bears fans, this is Cole Wright from Marquee Sports Network. Now we know you can never get enough Bears, so join us Tuesday for Bear Essentials, a recap of this week's Bears action and analysis of the week ahead. Then we'll re-air this week's Bears game at 7 o'clock on Marquee Sports Network.
From the First Midwest Bank Studio, Chicago's home for sports is the new home of the White Sox. This is WMVP Chicago, ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Yeah, it's Friday at 5. The weekend is here. So Waddle doing a little strut dance or dance strut or something like that in the First Midwest Bank studio. So watch you on twitch.tv/ESPN1000.
Are you guys available
Chicago
on Twitch on Saturdays?
Every local show.
Yeah, we got people in there.
You know what? You got to follow the channel. If you follow the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel, Waddle, then you get an alert where it says, hey, the Twitch channel has gone live, and you'll know when Freddie's on. You'll know when Hoodie and
Freddie's on. He's yelling at us for something.
Yes. You know when all the local shows are on, our pre- and post-game shows. You get them all. You learn.
Mm-hmm.
So not only watch us on the Twitch channel, but also make sure you start following the channel. There's ways to follow it, too. So
I think I have it on my phone.
Yep, it's all brought to you by our friends at DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Remember to use our promo code WMVP. I just told people because someone asked me in there, where is The Undoing? The Undoing is HBO on Sundays at 8. Yeah. But, of course, you can watch all that stuff on demand.
Woo-hoo, I got the Twitch thing on my phone right now. Look out.
Are you looking at yourself?
I'm not. No, I don't know how to log on.
All right. I want to play you this. I don't know. Have you heard the Damian Woody stuff? This was yesterday.
I saw it.
This was yesterday. And we sort of were talking about this yesterday, whether or not, like, do you root against the Bears?
And remember, from Damian's perspective, he's a Jets guy, too. Like, he played for a number of teams, including the Patriots, but I believe in his heart he's a Jets fan, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's from New York. Right. Yeah. He's got that big New York accent will come out every now and then while he's broadcasting. So, yes, Damian Woody, and I want to ask people, is this a good thing? Because I think if you do want change, that this is really good that all these games, the two Monday night games, happened within a month. You had Buck and Aikman with a Thursday night game, and then we got them in the prime time situation where Troy Aikman was just shocked at what was going on with some of the short passes. And you get these national broadcasters calling out the Bears. And it's not just our problem anymore. The nation understands what we're going through. And I've always said that this is Owens. The offense is Jets level bad. Take a listen to Damian Woody.
Cats of the Midway. I can't call them the monsters of the Midway anymore. They're the kitty cats of the Midway. Because when you lose four in a row, okay, lose four in a row, and your offense is on the Adam Gase type level, I can't give you monster of the Midway type of moniker for the Chicago Bears. We're talking about a team in the Chicago Bears, all right, that averaged 15 yards per drive against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, last time I checked, the Minnesota Vikings didn't have the purple beeper eaters over there, and you averaged 15 yards per drive against the Minnesota Vikings? All right? This is a team in the Bears that are 31st in offense in the National Football League. Guess who's 32nd? The New York Jets. So you're talking about a guy, Matt Nagy, who's an offensive coach of the year, who can't get right. I'm calling him can't get right. He can't get right with any quarterback. I don't care if it's Mr. Trubisky, okay? I don't care if it's Nick Foles. He just can't get right. All right? So right now, they are the kitty cats of the Midwest. And Greeny, you're going to like this. You're going to like this, Greeny.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to project out. I'm taking the Jets' future ahead of Chicago Bears right now. Yeah, Lewis. Don't roll your eyes, Lewis. Don't roll your eyes. I'm taking the Jets' future, long-term future, over the Chicago Bears. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have any assets. Their defense is the oldest in the National Football League. Yes, I know the Jets haven't won anything this year. So what? So what? Yeah, go ahead and drink your water, Lewis. You can drink your water, Mr. Personnel guy. But I'm telling you right now, I'm taking Gangrene's future over the Bears right now because they stink. The quarterback stinks. The coach can't coach up the quarterbacks. And I'm taking the Jets' future over what the Chicago Bears got going on right now.
Well, we can inject this conversation directly into my veins. I will tell you that. Lewis, go ahead.
Whatever, Woody. Whatever, man. You just sit. Whatever, man. Whatever. I don't even know what to say to you after all that. I mean, whatever, man. You just sat here and you just blasted your team, the Jets, week after week after week.
Well, it's true, though. I mean,
yeah, when you start to talk about our team in the same conversation with the Jets, it gets to be a touch frustrating and embarrassing.
And that's what they should be thinking about up north. And I'm not talking about in Green Bay. I'm talking about at Howell Song.
What do you think is, like, I try to put my you know, my thinking cap on or whatever cap on, and I'm thinking to myself, what do you think they're thinking up there? Like, do you think that they're like, we got this?
No.
What, who? I mean, like, who? Just pick a name.
Who
pick
when
a name.
You say they?
Pick a name.
Matt Nagy was freaked out at 5-1.
Okay.
Do you remember when Matt Nagy, after they won that game in Carolina, you know, because they won, he used that platform to say, this ain't right. The offense, I've never been a part. I think the I've never been a part of something like this post game came from that win. And he knew, like we knew, that there was some bad stuff coming around the corner.
But do you think there's a false sense of security that, oh, we got this, it's just this or it's just that? And what do you think Ryan Pace is thinking right now?
That's what he's thinking right now. He's the same guy who drafted Kevin White.
What do you think George is thinking about what he's seeing right now?
George has got to be pissed. He's got to be pissed. Now, is he pissed? Clean house pissed? Keep talking. I want to hear Chris Collinsworth angry at the offense that he's seeing in Green Bay. I want to see Devontae Adams catching 12 passes while Allen Robinson can't
will the defense,
can't
but will
get
the,
a couple receptions.
But will
in the red
defense,
zone.
You know, I mean, the defense will keep you in the game because they always do. So my question is like, I'm trying to think of this myself. I'm asking myself the same question. Like, look, you know that I've been like a dog on a bone on this offense since last year, since 2018, where I knew that the defensively you were going to have some sort of regression, and as good as they were, they couldn't be as good in 19 as they were in 18. So the offense was going to have to pick it up some. No progress from that. I mean, we've seen no progress in 2 years, but do you think they're sitting inside their offices saying, well, the defense is still a playoff caliber defense? Some days they look awesome. They're the number one red zone defense and the number one third down defense, I think, in all of football, or they were prior to the Vikings game. I don't know how much that has changed. They're a playoff defense.
Did we get an Akeem Hicks update yet? I mean, I know they don't play.
I have
but
not.
But could
heard
this
one.
Be a multi-week injury with a hamstring, or is he fine?
I'm not sure. That's
so
a good question.
If he's out, they're not nearly as good. We know this.
You're
he's
absolutely
getting older,
right. Yes.
And he's getting older. I mean, and he's their motor.
But
you have a highly paid other outside linebacker who can't get a sack.
No, you're right. But it's still a good defense. Like, I'm just speaking in general terms. Your special teams have finally been good. Like, your kicker's money. Santos is money. He has been this year.
They blame the kicker
and for
Cordero
all the failures Patterson,
in 18 and
I mean,
now.
Is still a fantastic return guy. Like, they've got two-thirds of this in pretty good shape. My point is, do you think they're sitting up there going, well, we got two-thirds of this all, you know, it's, we're just,
what
in,
do you
we're
think?
In a rut.
Right, you know George better than me. He likes you. He doesn't like me. What do you think George is saying?
I don't know if
saying?
That's true.
He does. He's told that to some of our listeners. What do you
joking.
Think he's saying?
I think there's an unnatural level of it's going to be okay up there. That's what I feel. Like,
no,
I don't have
no
any
quarterback,
insight.
No quarterback on this team. No quarterback going forward. No road to get him with a guy who's never landed the quarterback.
No
offensive line.
I'd be terrified that you're on the road to to football hell. I mean, you're halfway there.
Do you think this will be like the last? Do you remember when we all thought there would be change under Lovie? It was like one of those years where then they got like all got extensions. It was like the three amigos press conference. We were thinking that Angelo and Lovie could be gone. I think it was like right then after they got cut.
Ted, Angelo, and Lovie all got contract extensions.
And they all got, they all, not only did they all save their jobs, they all got extensions. Do you think that's what we're going to see at the end of the year? Maybe not the contract extension part, but just mea culpas from those guys and saying, you know, we're putting the pressure on ourselves. We got to be better.
That's I mean,
we
I
all
know,
have to be better.
Yes, I know. We had this conversation a little earlier in the week, and I gauged your thoughts on where you thought the appetite for change was. And didn't you say like 75% chance that?
No, I didn't say. No? I would think I'm up to like. I'm still saying yes there because it's going to get worse. They will change, but I think like a couple weeks ago is at 25%. I'm somewhere now in the like 1 in 3 chance. Just because that's the odds I would put it at, because probably, you know, George does stand pat, but I'm hoping he can see it like we can see it.
Your quarterback, you've accessed all three venues or avenues,
and then some.
Well, you went.
We don't even mention Chase Daniel, or we don't even mention.
No, I know, but you mean? I mean, you got one in free agency. You moved up and drafted one. You traded for one, and you haven't found a solution. You shuffled coaches in and out. Like, offensively, they've done everything you can do, and they don't have any answers offensively.
Right. And the coaches had two coaches. I mean, the general manager is at two coaches.
Right. So I
don't hire two coaches.
I don't know. I don't know what the appetite right now currently is at 5-5. Maybe they look at the situation up there and go, "Hey, we're 5-5. Everybody goes through a down, you know, a down moment. This is a 4-game losing streak. We can win a game and get back." I see it a little deeper than their record and have for a long time. But
so I pulled the question before the show. Are you happy that there isn't a Bears game this week? And 87% of our listeners are voting yes. They're happy that there's no Bears game. Think about that if you're up at
house. Is that apathy?
Yeah, that's just disgust. It's everything. It's we need a break. I don't want to watch any more of this. I'd rather do nothing during COVID where I can't go anywhere than to sit and watch my Bears for 3 hours in Bears town.
That's crazy to me. You still want to watch your team.
I still want to watch.
I voted no on that.
Yeah, I would vote no too. And you know, Waddle, to your point on how they're thinking up there, I mean, you look at the standings. The Cardinals lose last night. The Cardinals are the 7th seed right now in the NFC. The Bears are the 8th seed, and there's just a 1-game difference.
In the hunt.
Well, I mean, but that's more than the hunt. 1 game?
No, that's my point, but that's a surface. That's investigating on the surface.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you looking at the surface, or are you actually looking down, are you looking deeper into it?
Isn't the answer to that, what do they really want to accomplish?
Sure.
I would think so.
Like, if they're okay just competing to try and make the playoffs each and every year, if that's what George McCaskey wants,
the only reason you're competing is you've got some quality breaks to start the season.
Sure. Let's go sustained success.
Sure. Championships. Let's get some championships.
332-3776 if you want to weigh in. And guess what's back? One of our biggest events is still on, even in today's world. We'll tell you what you need to know coming up next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
All right, Waddle, it is back. I wish we would have counted them. We never counted them. I don't remember the first year we did the holiday parody song
counted
contest.
Them in terms of the...
Yeah, like, is this the 10th annual?
Oh, how many years we've been doing it?
Yeah, this has got to be at least the 10th annual. I would think 9th or 10th time that we've done it. This started off where people would just call a voicemail line.
Yeah.
Where we had a voicemail line, and you would call and you would record your holiday parody songs on a voicemail.
7 or 8 years, maybe? Is it longer than that?
Somewhere in there, yeah. It's somewhere between, I would say, the least amount of years we've done this is 7. Because this goes back to Josh McCown and Jay Cutler. That was the 2013 year.
Well,
and I think we did it before then.
Who was the tight end, too, that fell down all the time? Come on.
Yeah, who was that? Was it Brendan Manamaliuna? Kellen Davis.
Kellen Davis. Was it Kellen Davis, number 87?
When did he play on the Bears?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, so, I mean, this goes back to Matt Leinart's hairy arms, right?
Yes.
So I got to bet you it's 10 years.
Whoa, Kellen Davis looks like he's
what? He's a bit what?
You know, it looks like he gained a little weight.
What, you going to fat shame him now?
No, I did not. Did I say that?
Geez, it looks like not everyone could be Tom Waddle at 53 looking good.
Well, why are you dying on that hill? It's defending him.
I'm not dying on anything. I'm just kind
of. He was with the Bears from 2008 to 2012.
See, this has got to be at least the 10th.
Yeah, you're right.
We were writing songs about Kellen Davis. We were writing songs about Tim Tebow. Writing songs about Matt Leinart. That's how far back this goes to. So the Holiday Parody Song Contest is back.
It is now, back.
Here's what you need to know. The submissions are starting. We're going to start playing these on Monday, November 30th. Okay? So that's a week from Monday, which is why we're telling you now, because start getting going this weekend.
Brainstorming,
writing, thinking about the topics that you want to do. There are so many good topics with Foles and with Trubisky and with Matt Nagy's play calling, giving up the play calling. I mean, Tony La Russa, Theo leaving town.
How about Jim Boylan?
Jim Boylan, Theo leaving town. Anything we were brainstorming the other day with some really good topics. Anything about the radio station?
How about I play a few to kind of
But let me give the details then.
Yeah.
And then submissions start a week from Monday. That's November 30th. So start brainstorming with your friends now. The deadline, the last day we take submissions, is December 16th. So, again, you've got that tight window there. All right? Don't be like Mitch and throw it outside the window or we won't accept it.
Don't airmail us.
You don't airmail it. So you got to get going between November 30th and December 16th. Again, we will name a top five, and those finalists will perform virtually on our Twitch channel after our show on December 22nd. Okay, so like we'll do the show on December 22nd. We usually do it at a bar. We can't do it these days at a bar. So what we're going to do then is after our show ends on Tuesday, December 22nd, we're going to go be on Twitch only, and we're going to make it like American Idol. And it's all brought to you by Miller Lite, American Sale, your Chicagoland Toyota dealers, Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and Lou Malnati's Pizza. So we got a great group of partners again.
Love it.
And it's a great tradition for Waddle and Sullivan.
It is.
Again. So anything's on the table, like currently, I'm trying to give you like current events thing to do. But Chris has some examples from some of the better ones from the past years.
Yeah, so I've always been on the other side of the radio when you guys do this because I'm a Waddle and Sylvie P1, but this is the first time I'm working the show with you guys during this time. So I'm going to go through some of these songs. You guys tell me where they kind of finished off. I believe 12 Plays of Nagy won last year. Is that correct?
Abdallah, it's a good question.
Correct?
I'm not sure.
It is. Yeah? Yes, okay. It won. Okay. Yes.
All right. So,
we were ripping his play calling then.
That tells you it hasn't changed.
There it is. So this is the winner from last year, 12 Plays of Nagy.
It's the 12 Plays of Nagy. My head coach called for me. 12 pre-snap motions. Hand off to Cordero Cohen, running backwards, overthrown deep ball, different. Hand off to Cordero. 7 running plays, no more, cause they're not working. I am not an idiot. Cordero Patterson screen. Four holding calls, lots of three and outs, goal line slant to Adam Shaheen, and a sack of Mitch Trubisky.
So take that and think about that for a little bit.
And the winner of the 2020 wow. holiday parody.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, you can
just
tell
hit repeat.
The popularity of this head coach because there was also a submission last year beginning to look a lot like Trussman.
It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Every game we see, it's another first and 10. I think we'll pass again. Forget about Montgomery.
Nothing's changed.
It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Every time we play, with 43 seconds left, he thought it would be best to kneel and kick away. A pair of penalty flags are bringing us back to 3rd and 24. A tight end that can catch him will win any matches what Trubisky wishes for. And Matt Nagy can hardly wait to pass the ball some more. It's beginning to look a lot like Trestman. Soon the jokes will grow. Pace is a moron because we could have had Deshaun, but I guess we'll never know.
And the winner of the 2020 holiday parody contest
could be 2021 Abdallah as well.
I know.
It's amazing. Nothing's changed.
And if you'll notice too, because we get these submissions, we get a ton of submissions. We love everybody's submissions. Your best stuff, short and to the point.
Yes.
Yeah. The best
Less
stuff.
Is more.
Less is more.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to.
Don't give me three verses.
Don't run a marathon.
No.
Oh, I see some that I remember that I loved.
All right,
2018, guys.
Oh, come on. 2018.
This, I remember I loved this one, and I was mad. I don't think it won, but it should have. Dicka Bells.
Yes.
This song was awesome. I was pissed that you guys didn't let this one win.
Thank you. Thank you. And go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, 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 go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears!
Wait for the beat to drop.
Go, go, go Bears! Go, go Bears! Go, go Bears!
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
You know, the thing that people either loved it like Black or hated it.
I loved
it. Like, it made people mad.
They were dancing behind the glass.
I loved it.
Remember we tried to get them to play it at a Bears game?
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
sent right. it to the Bears yeah. to try to get yeah. them to play
they
during a time.
They were happy with that. No.
They should. So wait, hold on. I know we want to play some more, but remember, shorter the better. And and then also, too, like, don't follow up and say, did you get my entry?
No, so this is how it's going to work, Sylvie. Instead, like previous years, we've had an email. Like you said, it's been a voicemail before, the old school ways, where we'd have to log into a voicemail and record them all. Then we got into the 21st century and got an email account. This year, it's getting even more easier. It's getting easier. You don't have to remember
getting more easier.
More easier.
Yeah.
So is English. It's going to be a website. You just log onto this website. We're not going to give it out yet because we don't want people to flood it with entries because it's not ready. It's not entries aren't open yet, right?
We don't want the website to crash.
Well, yeah. Well, the entries aren't open yet, so we'll open it once we open the entries. So it's going to be a website. You're going to go to the website. All the legal stuff is going to be there. All the info is going to be there. You're going to fill out all your information. You're going to upload your song, and it's going to be very, very easy. None
and
of this.
You're going to get a confirmation that it was
exactly.
received.
Exactly. None of this. Did you guys get it? Oh, I haven't heard it yet. Did you get it? So
the dirtiest. So be Listen, Abdallah.
Right. I hate to be the Simon Cowell, but if we didn't play it, it's probably not that good.
Okay, I got two that I want to play before we wrap this up, okay? One, this one I think it was a classic. I saw Yurko take two Blue Chew.
I tell you what, man. This Yurko, he could really return a kick. It's like he had the Calumet City phone book in his pants. This goes out to my guy on State Street plugging Blue Chews like a fart in the wind. saw Yurko thinking through blue chews, hammered to the bejesus last night. Now strippers and eggs till two. It's just lunch dates, he's had a few. Let's hope he's had his penicillin shots this year too. Then I saw Yurko thanking for blue chews. The Michelin man pitching a tent, man, that ain't right. What a laugh it would have been if the old roommate had only seen Yurko thanking eight blue chews last night.
All right, so there's that one. And then I think this one in 2018, it had to do with Cap and his
rim. Cap ones are always good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go.
On May 29th, 2018, David Kaplan and his wife went rim to rim with each other.
Sounds like the title of a porno.
It is.
Rim to rim!
I don't remember.
Cap and his wife went rim to rim. La 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 la.
Hiking
rim to rim is not that hard. You made it seem like you're climbing Everest. 35 pounds is not a heavy pack. Sheep hunters carry three times that. Training on a treadmill was your first mistake. I am not surprised you trained walking around a lake. The switchbacks are so hard.
It was the hardest thing we've ever done.
Dan Wiederer made it seem like you were doing cardio every day. How could that possibly be true? You said this hike was the toughest thing you had to do. An 85-year-old could have done this hike with you. Even a small child could have hiked with you too. But I still respect you for doing it. This I know, even though it sounds like the title of a porno.
That wasn't. I don't think it ever made the air that way.
Yeah, I don't think I really ever heard
world,
that.
World premiere.
Here's what I think happened. No, I think this is what happened. I think
it's been played before. I know.
Yeah,
I've played
I think
it.
Some people that used to be in charge said we could play it once, and that the mouse would only allow us to play it once. And now that we're all on the mouse, play it again.
But that was definitely played on Cap's show. I remember playing it before.
Right. So it wasn't a finalist, but that you get the idea. There's one good one with Mark Jean Greco that still holds, just like the Nagy stuff still holds. We'll play that with Marky.
Yeah.
Start the weekend with him coming up next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Mark Jean Greco's in the First Midwest Bank Studio, as always, brought to you by our great friends and partners at Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Saw people on the patio today driving in. It was beautiful out, and there were some patrons out there having themselves a fantastic meal.
You know, we're still going to have a few days where you can jump out there. So,
right. It's going to be 50, I think, on Thanksgiving, and David Flom said he's going to have a big crowd out there
for
Thanksgiving.
Fantastic.
So they're doing something on the patio for Thanksgiving. You could get in on that. And they also have, he sent me something. We were texting the other day, and he was talking to my boys. They're doing a Thanksgiving to go as well. And here's a phone number. So if you're still thinking about something to do for Thanksgiving and you're not going to do it up like you usually do or make the meal or someone in your family would usually make the meal, leave it to Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Call 312-929-3570. That's 312-929-3570. 70.
Great
you know,
idea.
I'm going to be working Thanksgiving, so maybe we'll just go live from the riverfront.
There you go.
You know, that'd be cool.
You should, And you or have David cater your Thanksgiving here.
That would be awesome. That would be
You're
fantastic.
Working Thanksgiving. Is that the first in a while?
In a while. But
the Bears aren't playing either.
No, I'm going to be what a guy and give Dion the night off. She's got her young family, and she deserves to have a dinner with
You are a
all
quality
her kids,
teammate.
Aren't I?
Yes, you are. You know. You're a great teammate.
Speaking of your kids, Sylvie, there's a big tidal wave on Twitter to get Mason on TV on Channel 7.
Oh, a tidal wave, right?
Yeah, and just have him do my show.
We could do, instead of Waddle's World, someone suggested, I think, Mason's Minute.
Yeah.
There you go. There it is.
Or just have him stand next to me, and I'll just do every story, and he can make some smart-ass comment after each soundbite. That would be great.
Yeah. Got a good role model for that.
So
having a 6-year-old do the promo is very similar to having Waddle do the promo.
Yeah. Except he's more cooperative.
Yeah.
Yes, probably.
He reads
better.
Yeah, he's got better thoughts. He's more cooperative.
Oh, boy. What's going on today? Nothing. It's just previewing tomorrow's Big Ten Saturday. And you know, now this is going to be an everyday thing. Today was Theo's last day on the job. Jed's already going to start fielding offers and entertaining rumors. The Nats supposedly interested in Chris Bryant.
Well, you heard what Buster Olney was saying. Yeah, Buster Olney was saying basically that they're going to tear this thing down. That was his what he was intimating.
Well, I mean, you figure KB's the guy. But, you know, you go among the big three and Rizzo and Baez probably make the decision to keep them and see you, KB.
Buster said they're all available,
yeah,
right?
He says Baez is available.
Even
Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish as
well. Just take the box and dump it upside down. Yeah, start over.
That's what it sounds like. It's
unbelievable.
It's like everything else in life, in our world, in this country. The pandemic has accelerated every next move for every sports franchise.
Well, not the Dodgers. The Dodgers went out and acquired Mookie Betts and then paid him $400 million and won a World Series.
That was right before. That was just a little bit before everything hit the skids.
Is this even better than for the White Sox? Like for a team who's just arriving after a rebuild, when every team could be getting rid of big money deals.
Well, and they've got themselves positioned nicely financially as well.
Right. I mean, are they in the perfect position? Even better now because of what's going on.
Well, as soon as they double clutch, rethink it, and hire a new manager, then everything's going to be fine.
Right.
How about maybe them, if you're going to trade Yu Darvish, maybe the White Sox would be interested.
Wow.
Wouldn't be a bad fit.
You know? I mean, if you're going to trade Yu, White Sox have got a plethora of talented young players.
Why not just sign somebody, though?
Here's what my Sox fans, including producer Mike Johnson and Carmen DeFalco, would love to see. Rick Renteria, you know, out of here. We wish Ricky well, okay? And now the whole Tony La Russa thing is like, what? So what would be wonderful is, you know, Rick Hahn, you know, was no part of this. And this was a Reinsdorf thing all the way. Have Jed Hoyer hire Rick Hahn to be the GM of the Cubs.
I don't know if he just could do the lateral move unless the would he want to do that?
Rick Hahn wants to see the fruits of his labor.
Like as president, well, I would think he'd want to come, but
he already got kicked in the face by not being part of the process of hiring a new guy.
You don't have autonomy though if you're Jed's underling.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, at least he's still running most of the stuff there.
I'm just saying, as a Sox fan, you know, just sticking it. That would be something. Maybe bump him upstairs.
Didn't he grow up a Cubs fan? Did he used to tell the story that he used to write letters to Dallas Green, if I'm not mistaken?
The big state trooper, Dallas Green.
Is that what his nickname was?
Well, that's what I call him.
Yeah?
He didn't like it.
Why?
Why'd
you call him?
He looks like it. Can't you just see him in full uniform?
With the hat, mirrored
sunglasses?
Yeah, just getting out of the car real slow and just John Wayne in it, walking up to your car.
Doing 79.
See some license registration.
And you are always doing something wrong.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. God, the worst night in the history of Cubs lore is when Lee Elia had to apologize to every station individually after ripping the Cub fans. Dallas Green made him do it. Just standing there cringing like, ooh.
And he didn't want to be there.
I didn't want to be there either. Yeah. I'm just looking away, holding the microphone, going, oh, God, this is awful.
Yeah. But, so we have a holiday parody song from a year or two ago.
Marky related?
Well, Marky related because we're starting this thing a week from Monday. And we're reminding people that the more things change, the more things stay the same.
Oh,
a lot of the songs from last year about Matt Nagy are shockingly the truth this year again.
That's because it's been Groundhog Day every day. Same thing over and over again.
Chris, we have one for Marky.
Yes, we do. From 2018, I believe this is titled Tubby Chubby Gian Greco.
Oh, damn button. This shirt used to fit. Gotta suck it in, Marky. Oh, got it. Oh. Uh-oh.
We got research. Maybe this isn't it. Is it?
Well, that's definitely it.
I don't know why
you can't hear the vocals on it for some reason. It's definitely
Mellor.
It.
I think Mellor sabotaged the whole
track. I remember them performing this live.
Yeah, it's only the music track. We don't have the lyrics track.
All right, let me search again. Yeah. Can we see if we can find it.
Yeah, get that thing mixed
up. In the meantime, here's some ammo for people out there that want to write a new one. Do you see Rudy Giuliani?
He's still fat. Oh, sorry.
You see Rudy Giuliani? Yeah, I'm still fat and getting fatter. Rudy Giuliani yesterday with the hair dye running down.
Has that happened to you?
Cheek. That was unbelievable.
Well, you know the story I always told. In high school, I had the one bad sideburn that never grew in, so yeah. I took my mom's mascara and I filled it in. So we're at the big dance, and it's real sweaty and crowded, and you're dancing in the gym, and this thing's running right down into my shirt. So we could do
How
a
old
Rudy.
Were you?
Well, you're, what, 17? 16, 17?
That's not scarring.
You know, when the sideburns haven't really grown in
How did the people respond to that? How did your classmates?
Well, my buddy caught it, and he goes, dude, you better go to the men's room, clean that up. And then
why wouldn't one of your sideburns grow in?
It's just the way. Does everybody have one good sideburn, one bad sideburn?
Well, yeah, why still did you like care that now?
Because you know me, you got to be perfectly coiffed. It's got to be in there. Plus, you had long sideburns back then, and it was cool to have big
what
mutton
year was
chops.
This?
1914 be 1972.
Mark G. and Greco.
No, I'm sorry. 1972. No. I was in college. It'd be like 1968.
Wow. Yeah, here, I was
all burned up.
I was warned. Let's see if this one has lyrics on it.
All right, we'll try this again.
They're labeled exactly the same. Let's try this one. No. Again. Tubby, chubby, G. and Greco.
Oh, damn button. This shirt used to fit. Gotta suck it in, Marky. Got it!
Oh! Big Marky G and Greco is a chunky guy. He can't run because it chafes his thighs. Orders two bone-in fillets and a lobster tail and a whole damn pumpkin pie. Can't fit in his biker shorts cause he's a glut. He cleaned out the whole kitchen at Chicago Cut. Yeah. Fat G and Greco's never one to turn down a slice or two of tiramisu.
Tubby Chubby Gene Greco is a husky bro. They should send him back to Buffalo.
The Tubettes.
He probably needs a girdle for his muffin top so his love handles won't show. Say goodbye to sucking face on New Year's Eve. There's a weight limit to kiss Janet Davies. Tubby Chubby Gene Greco should have lost weight. Now send that hippo back to the zoo.
Wow.
Those are multi-time finalists there.
Yeah, very good.
Those guys are great. All right, so remember, start the brainstorming. A week from Monday, we'll give you the website where you can send it, but you can't start sending them then anyway.
So I assume there'll be a lot of quarantine references and stuff like that.
There's a lot to get to.
There's a lot of material
it's been
out
a year,
there.
Guys.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
2020, yes, just title it that. There's someone who's making the best of 2020. Guess what he's been doing for over 150 days? We'll tell you coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Let's give away some great stuff here. And I think we have two gift cards to give away to two different bars. Abdallah, what do we have here?
Courtesy of our friends at Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, color 20, gets $200 to Kirkwood Bar and Grill.
Oh, I love Kirkwood. Lakeview. I used to hang at Kirkwood all the time. Yep.
And color 40 will get $200 to DC Cobbs and McHenry.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Have I?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
But I hear they have amazing food and amazing Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
That is awesome. Yeah. Let's do this. Call us 20 and 40.
332-3776. Remember to program that phone number into your cell phone to make it easier for contest winning. I don't know if you guys ran this at ABC 7, Mark. I read this today on blackclubchicago.org. This guy, his name is Dan O'Connor. He is from Lincoln Square. He has jumped into Lake Michigan 157 straight days to curb his pandemic stress.
Wow.
Why don't you join him?
That would curb your appetite, too. But not your enthusiasm.
He was hungover the day that he did it. So
every day?
No. The first day. So, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic. It's June 13th. You know, the country, the state, what was going on this summer, of course, with everything with George Floyd. He had reached his boiling point with COVID, and he was hungover. So he rode his bike to the lake. He locked it up, walked along the wall facing Lake Michigan near Montrose Harbor, and on a whim, he dove in.
Wow.
It was the start of a daily pandemic plunge that has now lasted 5 months.
Okay, that's invigorating, but that's got to be a shock to your system. That can't be good for you on a regular basis. Well, he's still cranking.
Yeah,
Speaking of locking up your bike, I once locked my bike to a signpost, and a guy unbolted the post from the concrete and stole the bike.
It was that good of a bike?
Yeah.
How much is the bike worth?
I don't know, about $800-900, I think. But now...
Really? You can buy a bike that expensive?
Are you kidding me? These road bikes are like 10 grand, 11
what?
Grand.
How much
is your bike? 10 you grand, it better have a motor on it.
Oh, like out in Colorado, their pickup trucks are like 9 grand, and the bike in the back is like 15 grand.
It's, wait, it's made out of like
nuclear atomic composite. You could pick up the bike with your pinky finger.
How much have you paid?
A bike I have now, I paid $300 for it about 15 years ago. It's a hybrid, and it's still good. Great. And it's good for patrolling the lakefront. You know?
I have a pink Vespa
yes.
that my daughter had down in Nashville that I buzz around up and down the street just doing laps. It goes like 30, 35.
What do you just joyride on the Vespa?
Yeah. I just, like, if I'm bored, I just, you know, I take the garbage out. I take the Vespa up and down the street.
I thought I just saw Tom Waddle on a little Vespa.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
I get my feet stand up on it, really.
You know what you get? Let's get a motorcycle with a sidecar. Let's do that.
I'm going to stick with the pink Vespa.
Yeah, that's no fun. To sit in the sidecar, someone drives you around. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I would be on the bike. Yeah. I would not be in the sidecar. Sure.
Really?
Guys?
I'm not riding SC.
Guys, the armchair nutritionist has checked in.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Danny Zetterman, cold water is amazingly healthy.
Oh,
better for you than cryo. Armchair nutritionist, subscribe and rate 5 stars wherever
now, wait
podcasts
a minute.
Are sold.
Does it help console those that have an untimely divorce?
Maybe. It might. But be on the lookout for calf to start jumping in Lake Michigan starting on Monday.
Yeah, there's a guy that Danny interviewed who does do that. Who, like,
Mark looked at me crazy.
I'm going, what? Cap's getting divorced.
No.
A lot of people soak in ice baths.
No.
Wow.
There was
a story from earlier today. Danny asked a question about.
See, I missed that reference.
Friends of his that unfortunately were going through a divorce.
Oh, okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, I've been there too.
But the woman who wanted to leave the husband.
I just threw all my stuff in the lake.
Yeah. The woman who wanted to leave the husband told her girlfriends before she told her husband.
Wow.
And one of the girlfriends was Danny's wife. And Danny's good friends with a husband. And Danny didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
that
what
was
do
the
you
topic
do?
Today.
I don't think I said if my first response was you stay out of it.
Wasn't that
business.
A Vince Vaughn movie? I think it was.
The Breakup?
No. Where he knew that his buddy's wife was cheating, didn't know what to say. Kevin James was his buddy. Forgot the name of that movie.
Paul Blart Mall Cop?
One or two.
Yes. If it's cheating, you let your friend know. This was just a matter of, like, if you caught your friend's wife cheating or you saw and you had evidence, you tell your friend then.
Yeah, that's a different conversation. Absolutely.
But listen, back to the cold water thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been told by many workout people and nutritionists that you're supposed to drink, like, tepid water. Not ice water is not good for you to drink all the time.
Yeah,
it should
room
be
temperature.
Room temperature water.
Yeah.
So does that... not transfer to shocking your body to a freezing lake?
Like, I don't do cryo and I don't jump in cold water. Mm. That's just not my stuff.
I used to love cryo. I mean, I haven't done it in months, obviously, but it gives you such a energy boost when you're done.
I have an article here that I was going to say for Waddle's World, and the title is Human Aging Reversed and Holy Grail Study, scientists say.
That's what I need.
Yeah, it's about a form of oxygen therapy to reverse two key indicators of biological aging.
It's a really good. I'm going to read
what
this.
Are those
save it for Monday.
I'll save this for Monday for you, Mark.
What I will if have I don't good make it through the you. Weekend? You got to tell me now.
Well,
share with Marky off the air. We've got the boys coming up next. It's Abdallah and Black. Guys, what do you guys have?
What do you
coming
got tonight?
Up?
Robots.
Good. That should be fun. Is it a sex robot?
Why does it always have to be like that with you? What do you mean? What are just, you talking about?
It's just
we've
Russian
had a
bots.
Lot of those stories.
Yeah. I mean, just well, tune in.
Robots?
We're going to be talking bots.
What?
We're going to be
had
talking
lots of
bots.
Stories about sex robots. All right. Crosstalk brought to you by iDot.
Yeah. Hey.
Is it life or death? Illinois.com.
Yeah. Not robots, iBots.
Marky, thank you. We'll talk to you Monday.
Dr. Vinny Boombots.
Thank you to Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Abdallah and Black are up next. For Marky and Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend.
It's the classic!
I am really excited.
That was a big thrill.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself.